I'm Dee.
Katie.
And Katie's finally back! Woo!
We missed you. You do not sound excited. You're like, woo, Katie's back.
Very well, we excited. Also live with you, so we see you, like, every day. We also see you, like, every day. So, how was everyone's weekend?
Eventful.
I think me and Katie's weekend was the best weekend out of all of
these. Dee, we don't want to know about your first anniversary weekend, all right?
We know what happened.
I didn't tell you. I didn't. What else? We did something. Oh, we went to Walmart. That's all.
I thought you were gonna say. I was like, Dee.
Me and Shannon.
No, I'm not talking about that, Shannon. That's not. Who do you think I am? I'm not gonna say that on the air.
It's not radio appropriate.
It's not radio.
That's hilarious.
Leave it to the imagination.
No one listens to us anyway.
True. What'd you guys?
How do I go make it live?
It's red. When it's red, it's live.
Oh my god.
go back. Oh, and then you press next.
We don't know what's going on.
It's
only our second year.
I think that's
now we're live.
Oh, there you go, right there. Look at that.
Now we're live.
Now
hello.
Live. My name is Shannon Evelyn, and I'm your fantastic host for take two. We failed at the first attempt to get
Sierra live. Adams.
I'm Dee.
It me.
Katie's back.
Katie's back.
Katie's back. If you guys didn't even know she was gone.
They knew. We had a moment of silence for Katie, so everyone knew.
I was dead for a while, apparently.
But we loved you still. So, me and Sierra were like, is Katie actually coming back? Because you said...
Well, and fun fact, I knew for Megan and I knew first.
Because she likes us the most.
That's not... Okay.
Well, I'm kidding.
That's so rude to me.
Love you, Shannon.
Dee's a bully. I said to, Sierra was like, did you know that Katie's coming back? And I was like, no, she's not. And then and then Katie said, who told you?
Yeah.
Very suspiciously.
No, I should have known that Sierra did it. Sierra tells you everything about me.
About everybody, really.
I should have known.
Gossip talk. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Gossip talk.
You don't know my secrets.
Because you don't tell me anything.
Also
you don't talk,
true.
Man.
She just sits there and, like, is sitting there eating her mac and cheese right now.
She's been ignoring me in the dorm. Like, she has her headphones on and just doesn't talk to me at all. Very rude.
I ignore everybody.
Rude.
Not just you.
I throw stuff. I would want to throw stuff.
It's not special treatment.
It's not special treatment.
I just ignore everybody.
So I was like, Katie, you're
nice.
So then Sunday, I was like, Katie, you're back. And I finished my homework. And I was hyped, and then we went around campus and changed our majors multiple times.
Okay, she started this. We went to the nursing building, or we went to the, what was it?
No, the nursing building.
We went to John Jay and then the nursing building.
I was trying to show her a secret way into, like, the nursing building, and then it didn't work out.
And we got to the top of the nursing building, and then she called Malik.
Hey, Malik. And then he didn't answer. And then I did it. As you saw on her Snapchat story, I was basically a superhero.
She forced Malik awake to come hang out with us.
I was like, where is everyone?
I'm playing Dungeons and Dragons. She also got very upset because she was on my Snapchat and started Snapchatting people and they wouldn't respond.
Like, if I wouldn't, okay, let's say, okay, like your best friend, like, I don't know, you and Tori aren't that close, but like,
no.
Like, your friend, and it's like another person that is at RMU and then they said that they're not going to be at RMU, so you're like confused. But, like, you just don't open it. You're like, oh, my goodness. Like, what's going on?
We also haven't seen her in, like, 6 months.
Tori didn't
actually,
care.
I saw her in July when we went to Panic at the Disco.
Fun time.
I lost my voice. Brendan Urie is my husband.
We discussed this. He misses her greatly.
He does.
He's trying to find her.
He's just so sweet and kind. And.
Did you actually talk to him?
No. You've seen videos, and I was like,
that could be just media presence, not his actual presence.
Well, he does a good job of hiding
good
his
well.
Actual.
Well. Shannon's creating a new vocabulary now.
A good job of hiding him his true self then. But I was like, we were about like 1,000 feet apart, or something like that. We were in the nosebleeds. It's like,
oh my god.
Ah! Every time a song would come on.
Dear Lord.
After we left, I figured out my friend Ethan was down in the front, and he got to touch him. And I was like, Ethan,
close person. And then he wrote that song for Sarah, his wife. And then, what if I wish I was Sarah? Yeah. And, and then we took a Lyft back home, and the Lyft driver was just a little weird.
She wouldn't talk to me and Shannon. She was only talking
to Lord.
Yeah. And I was just like,
what about my major? You don't want to know what college I go to?
They were talking about like Greece and stuff, and I'm like,
oh, you guys weren't cool enough for the Lyft driver.
And do you not like Greece, Katie?
No, she said the Lyft driver, you know how Greece is like not doing very well right now? Well, she's like, Greece is way better than America, and like they have everything together. They're like, no, they don't. It's always greener on the other side. So, but I didn't say anything because she wasn't talking to me, and I didn't want to be rude, and I was tired, and I lost my voice.
Complain much, Shannon?
No, I'm just saying, like,
I'm kidding.
I'm totally messing with you. I know, everyone messes with everyone all the time.
I see we're friends.
Yes. And, yeah, I went to Walmart, and I got stickers for Autumn. I was very excited.
My middle name.
I was just about to say, like, for what?
Autumn. Like, the stickers that you put on windows.
She later then posted a picture, or not posted a picture, sent me a picture of it.
I was like, yay! Because, like, I want to get, like, more festive. I even bought a Halloween shirt, and that's how far I'll go with the costume.
Is it one of those shirts that says, this is my costume? I have one of those.
No, it's cute. I got it at Kohl's, and it's, like, has Dracula in it.
My mouth is on fire.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go get some water, and then you have to carry the conversation while I'm gone for 5 seconds.
I'm sure we can do that. You are the talkative friend.
I am the talkative friend. I explained the whole storyboard.
Oh, my God.
During class.
That last, like, hour and a half of class was so boring.
I liked it. I didn't know what we were doing until I was like, Mia, is it what we're doing? And then she was like, yeah, this is what we're doing. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks. Then I figured it out.
I didn't like, I like the explaining of it, but that was like, you have to explain like every little aspect. I'm like, just get to the main point, and then you can edit it the way you want.
No, I feel
we're
very
not
left
though.
Out
we're
right
we're
now.
Doing the exact same video.
Everyone looks super cute, and I'm just like, what am I doing?
Wait,
Katie, you're always beautiful.
This was an outfit I was planning to wear over the weekend. I'm like, cool, outfit for tomorrow.
Sierra came into my dorm earlier, and she's like, do I look okay? It's like, you look cute.
Well, and it was really funny because she originally had a different shirt to wear, but her iron wouldn't work.
Oh,
I felt so bad.
I walked out into the living room, was really confused on like why she was on the floor.
Because I couldn't see. Did you see her cute little
iron? I was summoning a demon.
Like, I couldn't see what she was doing. She was behind a chair. And I was just like, what? Okay.
No, it was really cute.
Are you good?
It was really cute, though.
I was summoning a demon, so don't be worried.
Oh, you're summoning my brother.
Oh, no, and I found out today that that the one chair, it folds into an ottoman. I was like, what?
What chair?
The black chair. The closest to the door.
Closest one to the
TV. The one I was sitting on yesterday?
Yes. That one folds into an ottoman. I did not
know
that.
Hi, welcome back, Shannon.
Hi.
Where's Morgan? Where's Matt? What's happening?
We literally just had class with them, too, so...
Morgan said she's getting food as per usual, and Matt said...
She was in front of us.
She likes to take her time, okay, everyone?
Okay.
I got distracted again.
I believe it.
I guarantee Matt's not coming.
He's
tired,
week, but
he said he's gonna be 10 minutes late because I told him he can't come to the show, so he's gonna up here.
Now I'm coming to the show.
That's how you get Matt to come, if you tell him that he's not allowed to.
It's reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology.
Okay.
I don't think reverse psychology works though.
I'm always scared for what you're gonna bring up next.
Me too. I never bring up anything personal, Katie.
Why?
Yes, sir? I got this thing.
Don't look at me.
At Walmart, and I don't know if I should try it or not, because it's a little sketchy.
What'd you get?
Like, it's chai, pea with peaches. It looks like...
Is it baby food? Why?
Ew!
I know, but then
it's like bubbly.
That disturbs me.
It's like peaches in the cup.
Do you want me to try it? I'll try it first.
Not right now.
I'm adventurous. I'm adventurous.
I'm a vegan now, guys.
It's a lie.
Except me.
Says the person eating chicken and mac and cheese.
No, I could never be a vegetarian or vegan or anything in between. I love my meats, I love my veggies, I love my fruit.
Tell us the craziest thing that's happened this summer, Katie.
Went to that concert. I didn't really do anything over the summer. I hung out with my brother. If that counts.
Boring.
Helped my brother with his house.
The other brother.
Yeah.
She has 8 siblings, I think.
I have 5 brothers and a sister.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
That was close, though.
It was hanging out with my little brother. I can't say Sean. Little. He's taller than me.
I feel that.
It's really funny. Yeah. We were at Romo's and Steve's like, why do you have a bullet on your necklace? Did you shoot somebody?
No.
Was that last year? I think that was.
No, he just did it today.
Oh my god.
He also did it last year, too.
Yeah, he did it last year, too.
He's done it multiple times.
That was so funny.
Debate time. Dun 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 dun. Debate time.
What are we debating?
Okay. Spider-Man. Have you watched the movies?
No.
Yes. Which ones?
Andrew Garfield. Who was
Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, or Tom Holland?
Well, I don't know who Andrew Garfield is, but Tom Holland is my husband also.
He's also my husband.
So look at me, am I right?
Actually, was this your dream, Shannon? I never knew.
Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, debate. Dun, 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 dun.
I prefer Tom Holland, but Tobey Maguire will always have a special place in my heart.
Dude,
because he was the first Spider-Man.
I just started getting into Avengers. I know who Tobey Maguire is, but remember.
He had to watch him go through the emo phase.
The only real superhero is Shannon. I don't get it.
Did you also, fake run a class, too, in your adventures?
Yes. Sunday, yeah. We had the,
Yeah.
What was it? Something about Shannon Devlin.
The history of Shannon.
Yeah, and me and Malik were just answering questions about Shannon. What was your name?
Who did I go to prom with?
What was your name?
My name was Marie.
I was Helen, and Malik was George.
George.
We had a great time.
The only reason I say Tom Holland's because Tom Holland played a high schooler while Tobey Maguire was a high schooler for what, one movie, even less than that?
Yeah, I think he was in his mid-20s.
The thing is, Tom Holland's 20 or 21.
How old was Tobey Maguire? But, okay, so the difference is between actually being, in your mid-20s.
Tobey Maguire in the movies was a senior in the very first movie. He was a senior high schooler. And then all the other movies are after high school.
My thing is with actors, if you look your age, then that's an issue. But if you look younger, you look 5 years younger than what you are, then you're okay. But, there are some people that don't look their age.
Hey, Dylan O'Brien was almost the new Spider-Man, all right? I would have watched that movie anyway.
What movie?
Spider-Man. He was almost going to be Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
Yep. Offense to Dylan O'Brien. I love Dylan O'Brien. He will be my future husband. But Tom Holland deserved to be Spider-Man.
In terms of, the...
Who is it?
Morgan.
Okay.
Hi, Morgan.
No, in terms of, continuity and, really understanding, how, Spider-Man became Spider-Man. I like the Andrew Garfield versions better because they have to explain.
But I didn't like that they made his
here today. Whoa.
Matt! I didn't like that they made his parents more than they are.
Well, thanks.
What do you mean? I only watched the first.
You didn't watch The Amazing Spider-Man?
Of Tom Holland.
That's Homecoming.
Tom Holland is phenomenal. That's Homecoming. Don't even get me started on Tom Holland.
Everyone, guys. Just to inform the audience, Morgan and Matt just walked in.
Best Spider-Man.
No, Tom Holland.
Not even.
Tom Holland is my husband.
Tom Holland's just great. I love just watching his interviews and stuff because he's just hilarious.
Dee, the only reason Tom Holland's better than Andrew Garfield is because Spider-Man's a huge fanboy and Tom Holland plays it to a T.
I like Andrew Garfield's like Spider-Man the best just to like show the backstory, but Tom Holland, I mean, what can you just not say about Tom Holland? He's adorable, man.
Well, his little backstory right was in the Avengers, and they're like, oh, "Are you kid? Are you okay?" his death made me cry so much.
Actually, your death made me cry.
Nah, his made me cry the most.
Well, and when I don't know, like, if any of you have not seen Infinity War. So
spoiler alerts.
I haven't watched any of the movies.
So would you go to
Infinity
it?
Infinity War is where I started. Which is probably not the best place to start.
No.
I still want to watch. I want to sit down like one weekend and watch all of them in like chronological order.
There's like 15 movies. For
that's why it'd have to be like a weekend.
I think you'd start with like Iron Man, the Captain America.
Dude, I couldn't tell you.
Iron Man started it and then it went to Captain America.
Yeah, it was Iron Man, Captain America, and then the Avengers started.
I couldn't tell you. I haven't done it yet.
Black Panther.
Yeah, the table.
No, Thor was first before Black Panther.
Totally, just, I know. Like, jumped people.
Yeah, you didn't talk about Thor. You just went to Avengers,
Thor.
Then Black Panther.
But about Thor. See, there's like 20 movies about
Ant-Man
Thor.
Between Black Panther and Thor.
I mean, do you really count Ant-Man?
Yeah. He's in Civil War.
Wait, could you imagine Peter Pan being part of the Marvel Universe? Holy crap. It'd be hilarious.
And then Deadpool.
Big Deadpool guy. Love
not,
Deadpool.
Haven't seen it, so.
You
like,
haven't? I watched
it's
both of
a
them.
Movie. Like, I know Deadpool gets a lot of.
Bad rap.
But no, I definitely like the movie. He's like. He's a good guy. He's like the protagonist.
The anti-hero.
Of the movie, but like,
did you just say the anti-hero?
Really. That's what they're called.
Yeah. Oh, because he's not traditionally good. Like,
he's not good or evil.
Yeah, he's.
He's in between.
He's just kind of chaotic neutral.
True.
The whole point of Deadpool is to make fun of Deathstroke. And they just went along with it.
I just got your message. I'll answer you later.
By the way, Deathstroke's from DC.
No. She has been fucking ass room.
Do you have mac and cheese too?
Yes.
So what were we talking about before?
We were talking,
before I got here. What did I miss?
Did you go to the Panic at the Disco concert?
No.
No. Only you two went to the Panic at the Disco concert.
And Lauren.
Hey, I'm a big Panic fan.
Remember those guys that were on a radio show and there was like 8 people and it was just horrible?
Yeah, those guys. I remember those guys.
They were also at the Panic at the Disco concert and they got on the video for like the tour recap.
Wow.
Wait, aren't those your friends?
Huh?
Aren't they your friends?
Yes.
Were you with them?
No. I just said, we said hi to them. Remember?
Oh, those guys who passed.
Yeah, I was like, hi. Yeah. And they're like, hi, Cinnamon. And then, the whole...
I'm so using your nickname as Cinnamon.
Malik sent me a snap saying Iron Man starts the Marvel Universe followed by The Incredible Hulk. There are 20 movies all together. 20 movies.
See, we're finally live now.
Shouldn't he be in class? Isn't that why he left?
That's like hilarious.
Thanks, Malik, for telling us. So it's actually Iron Man then and The Incredible Hulk. So,
me. Now I'm sad.
I forgot about the Incredible Hulk.
That's because they have a different actor playing the Hulk now.
Yeah.
It's Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo.
Yeah. So, I tried to go into the business building. No, we tried to go into Wheatley, and Wheatley was locked. Mm-hmm.
Very
upset.
Sad.
It was sad. I was like, what if I have to develop my photos?
Then
on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
What is happening?
Morgan. Morgan. She saw my I was like about to go before Laura Garcia like announced the third group to go, and I was like so excited. I was like ready to
and
like
opened
put,
and ready and everything.
And she denied. And then she was like, Marcus. I was like, okay, because she doesn't know my name. She thinks my name is Morgan.
That's okay. She thought she thinks that one guy's name is Shannon.
Yeah, she thinks Alex's name is Shannon.
I would like to give a shout out to Malik Johnson because I Snapchatted him back and I was like, I can't believe not only one, do you listen to this, but two, the fact that you're fact checking this. And he said, I'm just following along. Enjoy the show. So thanks, Malik.
Thank you, Malik.
I love it.
No fact checking.
And then, so Katie, like her movement was like very rapid, so then she doesn't really have any.
Yeah, Katie, welcome back. Hey.
Thanks, hi.
Literally the first time I've seen you.
No, the only people I told were my roommates, Shannon and Gage.
Literally, you didn't tell me. Yesterday, I thought you were visiting, so that's why I made it like, I was in the middle of a paper and I was like, no, I'm gonna go see Katie. I thought I was never gonna see her again.
Yeah,
and
she's
actually here.
Yeah, I saw you on Shannon's Snap story the other day in the nursing building. And I was like, oh, like that's awesome, Katie's visiting. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, why would Katie visit? Like, I was like, I don't like.
I was planning on visiting if I didn't come. Because I promised people.
I wasn't one of them.
You don't talk to me!
I was like, Matt, look at my Bob's Burger sticker over the summer, and I look all left on red.
It doesn't surprise me.
Whenever I got my Tina sticker.
Yeah, I tried
Tina
to.
Tina sticker?
Yes.
I tried to talk to
Matt.
I
remember your Tina sticker. Oh my god, I love the Tina sticker. I love the Tina sticker so much.
I'm a strong.
Is that the
I'm
one you showed
smart,
me?
Strong, yeah, sensual woman.
No, but I tried to talk to Matt at the beginning of summer, and he didn't respond to me. So
yeah,
I was like, okay.
What?
That's like,
I don't remember this.
I Snapchatted you multiple times, and you just read it, and I was like, okay.
Fun thing. So he would be like, he would put a thing on a store that's at Robert Morris. So I was like, hey, like let's go get lunch or something. And then he would be like, no. I was like,
it's not that I was like, no. It's that I was like, oh, like when I came up, I would drive up. And I would say, I would literally come up here, sleep. I would wake up in the morning, go get on the ice, and then leave because I would have to work, like, the next day's afternoon. So, like, it's not that I didn't want to. It's just that, like, I literally came up here to hit the ice. And, like, if
I
don't.
Hey, buddy.
I can't believe you just said, like, live on the internet. You're like, yeah, I asked him to hang out and get lunch. And he was like, no. That's not what happened. Look at the messages. I never said no.
He's like, nope.
We only hang out on the radio show, nowhere else.
We only hang out in class.
Oh my god. Class doesn't count.
I saw him like a couple days ago. That was fun.
Shannon gave me a surprise.
I was walking, and then you were like, Shannon!
Oh, yeah. You were walking up the hill, and I knew it was you. I was like, Shannon! And you, like, didn't turn around. And I was like, Shannon! And then there was someone walking this way, so I couldn't say Shannon again. They'd be like, so I, like, couldn't do that.
I had my headphones, and I was like, someone's behind me.
Yep, someone was. It was me. I tried to hang out. She was like, no!
But my interaction with Matt over summer was getting Snapchats of Logan saying hi, Shannon, and then.
Yeah, pretty much.
How is Logan?
She's good.
What's the gossip? The daily gossip?
She was just here this week.
You said Logan, and I thought Logan Cardi. I was like,
no, my girlfriend's name is Logan.
I momentarily thought that. I'm like, wait, no, that's just kind of like his girlfriend.
I wasn't here for this new information. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. You missed a lot.
They've been together for like 5 months, haven't you?
I've been gone for
six. Since like the 10th grade.
Mm. Oh, that's the girl you were talking about?
Yeah.
Got it.
That's cute.
Got it.
If I'm lucky.
Then you have to be the one. You'd be like, hello.
Hello.
She just like, so for the record, she just put her wrists together with her hand, like with her palms facing, but like open, and just like enacted an engagement ring box. It was like, hello? Because, you know, that's how you propose.
I guess I
just
started proposing, hello.
I couldn't do it. I'd be so nervous.
Shannon, I think it'd be so funny to watch you try to propose to somebody.
Hello.
I can totally see that coming out.
Just like, hey.
Not even like,
I got this.
I love you or anything. Just, hi.
There's something wrong with all of us.
Yes.
Morgan, did other.
I caught up on it this weekend.
My hockey friends are like super into Big Brother. Like a good amount of them are really into Big Brother. But like I'm particularly not, but I don't really care. So like anytime I went over there this weekend, I was like, oh, like what's on TV? Because like I didn't watch it, so like I don't watch it, so I don't know like what it like who's on it and stuff. They're like, it's Big Brother, man. And I'm like, all right, like, oh, like they got
who's
so
the
offended.
New showman?
Like, I was like, what's on?
Tyler and Angela are now a showman.
I hate it.
Who's Angela?
Angela. You know that girl that no one like.
It was like Rachel and Angela.
What's happening?
Her best friends, and then Angela stabbed her, and you picked her off the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Savage.
I'm all for Tyler winning.
Me too. I want to marry that kid.
I don't understand how that works.
Yeah.
It's a game.
What? I don't get it.
You all get locked in a house. You have no connection to the outside world, and you all play a game to see who gets like head of household, like puts people up for eviction, and then everyone votes to evict people out, and you play games to like see who's the head of household for a there's like a veto, or like
it's like Survivor, but like inside a house, and you're not like trying to fight to survive.
I love play so bad, honestly. You have to quit your job though, so if I ever find a job, I'm probably not gonna quit it.
You could do it like your last year of your like your senior year instead of doing an internship. You could go up and brother.
You know, yeah, Morgan. As soon as you turn 21, just start applying to see what happens.
Because Haley's a college student. That's her job title.
They have a lot of college students on that show.
Yeah,
or like 30-year-olds. It matters the season. Or like a 50-year-old. Like I supported. What's his name? At the Steve. I was like, Steve, you're gonna go far.
He
like
creeped
you.
Me out.
You know, a lot of people creep you out.
I mean, that's true.
I think he struggled with the fact he was an undercover detective, but he couldn't tell anyone he was an undercover detective. In the house.
He wasn't very good at it.
Oh. Who was an undercover detective?
Steve.
Alrighty.
I'm like, ew. What was it? Wait, there was another Big Brother season where the guy who was like a baby face was an undercover cop. And I'm like, you can't be an undercover cop anymore.
Derek?
No, it was a baby. He got voted out. He didn't like, he lasted long, a very long time, but he didn't win or anything. But he was a baby face undercover cop. And I'm like, you can't be a cop anymore after this.
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to tell people you're an undercover cop.
Was he an undercover cop, like, on the show? Like,
no, he was actually an undercover cop.
Their jobs, like,
well, I mean, like,
on a lower third.
He doesn't have to say that he's an undercover cop.
No, that's what they.
A regular cop.
No, that's what they. That was the title was called an undercover cop.
But I don't think that, like, is that a position? Like, can you get hired at a police station to be strictly an undercover officer?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Matt's new job.
Switching his major, criminology, him and Miller together forever.
Miller's is criminal justice.
Yes.
What did I say?
Criminology.
I missed
criminology.
What?
Oh, yeah, he changed his major for like 4 times last year. So now he's in criminal justice.
And he quit Century.
He quit Century, too.
That's Miller never liked me, so.
He never liked any of us.
No. That's why he's not.
He only in
Century anymore.
He only tolerated me because I would. Like help him with our homework. That's how I feel about Nick. He only tolerates me because I help him out with our homework.
Miller was in my sociology class until he dropped it. No, he's not. And he didn't tell me or Reagan that he dropped it. He just like stopped showing up.
Nice.
So fairly. No interaction with that kid.
I said hi, Miller. Everyone else. He said hi to me. I think once this year so far, but I'm like, okay, hi.
But he stopped and talked to me. We had a full-on conversation. I don't know why, though, because I was mean.
Yeah, Sierra, you're so mean.
This is like, I have two modes. Sarcastic mean or sarcastic mean.
Should I join SCJ, everyone?
Yes.
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 What?
So, okay, you want to hear a funny story?
No.
Today, I was like, I'm basically already an SCJ, Malik. They sent me all these emails. I was like, Sam, aren't I an SCJ? He's like, did you pay your dues? I was like, of course I did. I didn't pay my dues. He's like, I know when you're lying, Shannon. So, yeah, I have to pay $30 in order to have that thing.
At least they just do it.
We all did it.
Yeah. And not everybody.
Everybody except Sierra.
Can't you get a stack rider from it?
Why do you look at me and ask this? You asked me this on Sunday. I don't know.
Set credit?
I already have my set credits on, so I don't have to worry about it.
Well, good for you, Sierra.
Yep, I have two done already.
Good, Sierra. Nobody
else. Well, the one, like, the easiest one to do, but no one else is gonna do it because I'm the only theater kid. If you go do a show, you get an automatic set credit.
Let's do it, everyone. For set credit, I just don't write the
papers. And then I did the video game marathon twice, and that racked up all the volunteer hours.
Oh yeah, you said I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm already gonna have one of mine for my global ambassador. I just need my mentees to email me back. I doubt they will. And I'm gonna email my superior again, like, hey, I can't get them to email me back. Can I just get my stupid set credit?
Wow. That's not how you're supposed to deal with this.
Well, it's like,
you're supposed to actually.
There's only two of them, and they're not like, I need to meet with them to fill out my last journal. And I'm like,
Your last journal.
It's ridiculous. Like, I just want it done.
Yeah, you tell him, D.
Yeah, I'm a little heated about that subject, but moving on.
That sounds like the grudge. Stop. Don't do that.
What is that?
The grudge.
What's the grudge? Oh my gosh.
The what?
The ring.
Oh, it's a horror movie. I don't watch horror movies because then I get scared.
It's a girl with her hair all over her face and a white gown.
Can I just tell a story about that real quick?
Oh, yeah, the grudge story?
My brother forced me to watch all three of those movies, and I cried during all of them, and he made fun of me.
Planet of the Apes? I didn't cry. I was just like, at the end, it was eye-opening.
Are we going to get a Snapchat from Malik again saying that how is Planet of the Apes scary?
I hope not. Malik should be in class listening to his teacher, so.
But, no.
I don't think he should be. Should he be? Yes. I don't know his schedule.
Yeah, well, he walked away, so he's not in the room, so.
I was going to say, I thought he was in Salem. I think he's in his apartment.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, wherever he is.
Who knows? No.
Does anyone experience heartburn?
Yes. Occasionally.
Yes.
I feel like an old lady.
All the time.
I feel like an old lady. Shannon.
Because, like, I just get heartburn, and then this is definitely going to give me heartburn, and I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, got heartburn, guys!
They have medicine for that.
They make, like, pumps, and they, like, sell them in rooms.
Talk to Larry, the cable guy.
Yeah, he is a sponsor for Prilosec OTC.
Prilosec.
Prilosec. That's how he says it. It's real funny.
My brother likes that movie, The Cable Guy. My brother.
That movie. Larry the Cable Guy is like an actual person.
No, like The Cable Guy is a movie.
Oh, The Cable Guy?
The Cable Guy.
Not Larry the Cable Guy?
No, not Larry the Cable
Guy. That's off topic, Shannon.
Have you guys watched Breaking Bad?
Some of it.
Unpopular opinion. Yeah, I've watched the first two episodes like six times. Dude, I can't watch Breaking Bad. It starts off so slow. It's not, because I've tried to get into the show so much, but like, it just never happens. Like, I don't make it.
So, my brother, Sean.
What about him?
He's the closest age to me.
No
12
way.
Years.
12 years old or a 12-year age gap?
12-year age gap.
Oh, boy.
So, but we're the closest.
Okay.
With it's like me and Bridget and
yes.
Matt. Not, me and Bridget and Sean are like the closest. And,
yeah.
The,
Yep.
And so okay, Boom him. Howard.
And so, I told,
King of the Hill?
I didn't, wait, what?
I used to watch
it. What did you say? I didn't
Boom know. Howard.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm talking right now. And
whatever, Shannon.
He was like, let's watch Breaking Bad. Because we were like it was me, Rory, my new nephew, and him just like watching TV. And because he's in like only 3 months, he doesn't have a schedule. So we're just watching TV with him. And Breaking Bad. And I'm like, wow, this is like really interesting. And then I fall asleep in both episodes.
I watched the first episode for our class, and I'm like, why? But we had to read.
So good.
We had to read the entire like script for the first episode. It was like 20 pages. Or that should be like 40 pages. Oh yeah, you were in that class with me.
But I But that it wasn't just for Breaking Bad, it was for everything. He'd be like, do you want to watch this movie? Yeah, sure. And he would be like 30 minutes into the movie, and I'm like, he's like, go upstairs. Oh my goodness. That was
go to bed.
That was Florida. That was
you asked me, I keep going back to this same question. You asked me exciting things I did this summer. Have a niece now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. Little Rory is the cutest thing ever. Isn't she the cutest thing ever?
What? I mean maybe. I don't know.
Like I don't know. Like every individual I've had a lot. I'm basically a mom.
I don't think that's how that works. No way.
I have like 10 of them.
Whoa. No, we're not just going to gloss over the fact that you just said that. Absolutely not.
Leo.
No, quit it. No.
You should let every future boyfriend know about this.
I have in total 10 nieces and nephews.
But that does not mean you're a mom.
No. I didn't change his diaper. Nor, well, I fed him.
You're not even close to being a mom.
I am.
Like, you're in one book and a mom's in a different book. Yes. You're not even, like, no.
Yeah. Breastfeeding seems, like, terrifying.
If that's the route you choose.
Right, so now we're going to press pause again. We're on the remote for like the DVD player that is this show right now.
Yeah.
We're going to hit like the next chapter button. And we're just going to stop where we are right now. We're not going to go one step further down this road.
Oh my God.
But we're going to pick up in an entirely new road.
I've known Danielle for like the whole... I've known Danielle. Like, I didn't see her breastfeed Bella, but I've seen, like, all the other kids.
She just keeps in your talking.
All the other kids.
So that whole thing where I said, not one step further, and then Shannon said, wait, and took about 3 to 4 more steps down the road.
And then,
Shannon,
like,
we are stopping this conversation.
Well, like, these are all
Shannon. Shannon. Shannon.
But, like,
Shannon.
I'm always,
Shannon.
Like, I'm super awkward with it. And I, like, well, I'll be like this.
Shannon.
Shannon, if you can't even talk, if you're, no, we have to stop.
Shannon.
You can't talk about breastfeeding?
No.
Why? It's legal in all 50 states.
It's inappropriate for the radio.
Well, it's making Matt uncomfortable.
It's RMU radio.
We can talk about it next time when Matt's not here because he's not going to show up again.
Wow. Okay.
Matt is coming on next year.
Guess who's going to be a recurring guest again?
I actually called you producer.
Well, yeah, I know how to work that. I know how to work that.
Executive. Now. I'm the executive producer.
I'm an assistant producer.
For CSE?
For CGD. Okay. Colonial Game Day.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone wants to be in any skits, contact Shannon at smdst890@mail.rmu.edu.
I did not get
so
that. I'm like, I did not get any of that.
I'll text you.
So wait a second. We all know that tuition went up by 2.7%.
Yes. Yeah, it goes up every year.
But did you notice the new things at Romo's?
No, what's the new things?
Like
yeah,
the signs.
Colonial Po' Boy.
There's like new signs and it's like redecorated and like it's.
Was that our 2%?
Yeah, it's less prison-y and more like, oh, this is like.
This is home.
This is like a worse version of Subway. Come on in. And we're like, all right.
It looks better.
But so, what's everyone's favorite thing on the Romo's menu? Shannon, we're not asking you. I've heard it too much.
That's where you start.
Sierra?
Oh,
Wait. The hot tahegi is...
Sierra?
I guess the Papa Sal.
The Papa Sal.
Yeah, the Papa Sal.
See, I'm right,
oh
I got the blues.
Well, are you aware?
I have not eaten a sandwich
show,
there.
AKA no. I
yes, it,
Lead the First.
Yes.
Is brought to you by Romo's, home of the original
Papa
Sal. Romo's since 1921.
Did
you
know that the year that we're graduating, it's
not 100th? Affiliated with Romo's in any way,
no.
Shape, or
form. No. Oh, gosh, no.
Centennial, guys!
2021!
Yeah,
it's
the.
Is that that thing that's like a human and a horse?
You mean a centaur?
No, Sierra, I'm not actually that dumb.
I'm sorry, I'm too literal. I'm trying to work on it. It's
you
an issue.
No, I know what it is.
I have an
Come
issue. I have to go to a group therapy for it.
With centaurs?
Yes, with centaurs.
Oh. Well.
Maybe I should dye my hair pink.
Maybe don't I should do dye it. My hair pink. Don't I do color it. My hair off.
Dye it a different care.
Do it.
What? Don't dye your hair.
Says the one with literally platinum white hair. That's white natural.
Blue. I like it.
Oh, well, I couldn't tell. I'm colorblind.
I like it. I saw it. I like it.
Oh, I'm so mad.
Kind of looks like Danny Phantom if he grew up.
I hate you.
I like kind of get like a, well, actually, no, I like my hair at this point, but you heard my concerns. So I was like, maybe I should like get, I'll be edgy and I'll have
Shannon, you're not edgy.
I'll be edgy.
Shannon, if you want to dye your hair, dye the bottoms of it, so if you don't like it, you can just cut it off.
No.
You.
No.
You.
I like my blonde though.
Oh, well, so speaking on this topic, one of my roommate Mike's, you all are familiar with Mike, right?
Joy.
Great guy. Love him. 11 yes. out of 10, will live with again.
I still live with you and Mike Shuler.
So, I mean, technically, you're not wrong, but we're not going to gloss on that fact. So, his friend, like one of his closer friends, dyed his hair platinum white, like, mm-hmm. all the time. And, like, his hair was white all the time. But he did it for too long, and he ended up killing all of his hair. So now he's on prescription hair medication.
Oh, no.
Yeah, rip.
That's why you don't do it too much.
Did you hear that, Morgan?
I can relate.
Prescription hair medication. Does that sound like a road you want to go down, Morgan?
No, I had to chop all my hair off the one time because the lady kept going over it too much. And my hair was down to here, and I had to cut it to here because she killed all of it. But obviously, I didn't learn anything.
So I'm not going to dye my hair.
So I'm still dying it.
Yeah.
I want semi-permanent, not like full-on permanent.
I think the blonde was semi-permanent. Actually, that's a lie because it's still here and it's been a year and a half since I've dyed it.
Not dyed my hair.
Ever.
I feel like I should give frosted tips. I feel like that'd be a great
year,
decision.
What year is that?
2008? 7?
What a great year.
Okay. So, what was the most interesting thing that you all saw on TV over the summer, Sierra? Mine is popping out in my head right now. Like, it's by a landslide.
Oh.
Tell us.
The Deal or No Deal Spring Break 08 special. There was a hot tub on the stage.
Oh my God.
With kids in it. As Howie Mandel was playing Deal or No Deal. It was amazing. Wow. Quality entertainment. Just wanted to share that.
Oh my God.
Shannon, do you know what the most interesting thing you saw on TV? Can you top the Deal or No Deal Spring Break?
I don't think anybody can top that.
No, I like them. Do you guys watch Unexpected? No.
Yes.
It's like 16 and Pregnant, but like better.
It's a nicer version.
It's like 16 and Pregnant, but better. Because that's what I want to watch. Yep.
Like, I feel like we can relate to them even though we're not pregnant.
Oh my God. You're basically a mom. Up next, you can relate to the people who are becoming moms. On this episode of Shannon Pleads She's a Mother.
You wait till marriage, guys. That's what Danielle told me.
Danielle Phantom said no. I still have your tongue on, by the way.
Dunna. Yeah, I like that show. That was interesting. They're all
Song
interesting
of the
people.
Summer. What is
Song
it?
Of the Summer?
Sierra. Sierra, your vote for Song of the Summer. What's
what
it going for?
Oh, I really got into ABBA this summer.
Are you getting ready for Mamma Mia?
That's a
shame. Mamma Mia.
So I did watch the first Mamma Mia, and then I got into ABBA, and then I watched the second one, and I liked it more. Cher, great person.
Katie, song.
Oh,
song.
So you know her. You know her personally.
Just like Brendan Urie, I know him personally.
Fire. By BTS.
None
of you know
me.
Who that is.
We talked.
Yeah,
it's
yes,
a Korean pop
you?
Group.
Katie.
I'm so ready.
How out of touch with everything do all of you think that I am? I swear to God, you guys think I'm like Patrick Starr. You guys think I'm dumb and I live under a rock.
No, we do not.
This is why I didn't talk to you guys or hang out with you guys over the summer. It's because you all just think I'm dumb.
Look, I don't think you're stupid at all.
No, I asked them if they knew who BTS was.
I said yes.
You're like, a K-pop group, maybe?
We talked about Asian men, and then he showed up.
So I didn't expect you to know who BTS was.
He's
you're
so offended
because
right.
I am directly correlated to what these people are, right? Just answer the question.
What?
Is my knowledge directly correlated to them?
No.
No.
No. There you have it. There you go.
Okay. I should have expected you to know who BTS
so
was.
So, D, Song of the Summer. Moving on. Just.
You know what's funny?
Okay, Morgan, Song of the Summer.
You know what's funny? I like your birthmark.
Thanks.
How's that funny?
On this episode of things I've never heard said, nor did I want to ever hear said. Hey, I like your birthmark.
My birthmark, everyone.
Whoa!
That is so weird.
So Morgan, so ignoring the Song of the Summer, Morgan.
I've seen your birthmark.
Sierra, can we mute her?
Look at my birthmark.
Yes.
No,
mute me. I'll shout over Matt.
So Morgan, Song of the Summer.
I like that song from Cardi.
Did you know that that song says I like Shannon?
I don't understand the range of Cardi B.
Cardi B is.
So anyway,
a very guilty pleasure.
So
Cardi B is great.
Well, Washington, what's your song of the summer, Matt?
Matt doesn't think of the answers. He thinks of the questions.
I would say yeah. I really don't.
We did have one
like No Brainer by DJ Khaled, but that's kind of cheating because he won Song of the Summer last year, so he was literally like, "Hey, everyone that made that song with me, let's make a new song."
Okay.
Summer, and like they did it, and it's the same, but it's still good.
In the Washington suite, they have all their names on it. You know, like that cute thing, so they know where they live.
That cute thing, so they know where they live. Because I wouldn't know how to get home if it wasn't for that little. I mean, mine is SpongeBob at the moment. That's holding my name on a name tag. That's how I get home. I just think of where SpongeBob is. That's how I find. It's like my North Star.
So D.
My North Sponge.
D. It's not D E E. It's just D.
Well, I told you I spell your nickname D E E, and you told me I was wrong.
Did I?
Yes.
So.
That sounds like a D thing.
You told me I was wrong, and I was like, I'm not changing
it. Katie's name isn't up there at all. It's Ashley, and Ashley is nowhere in the door.
No, wait. This is a funny story.
Well, you can't blame Bailey because Katie wasn't supposed to come back. All right.
Ashley was supposed to come, and then she's like, "Oh no, I'm not coming anymore." Cause
no, Ashley didn't never answered any of us.
No, I don't know why she even made. I don't know why she even Bailey even put that sign out there if like we weren't confirmed that she was coming.
Well, because we still had, like, 3 days left for people to move in.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I have my own name tag on my door.
On your door or on their door?
On my door.
You should put it on their door.
It's a big Ireland thing that says.
That one lady thinks you live with us.
She does. The janitor thinks I live with them.
I mean, do you not?
we all said that... Shannon and Morgan were going to crash at our place whenever they wanted to. Am I not wrong, Morgan?
Morgan is shaking her head in a yes motion.
It was actually a no. I interpreted it as a no.
Well, this, in American culture, means yes. And this means no.
Now you're just weird.
Okay. And moving on. Sierra, what's the first word that comes to your mind whenever I say summer?
Bubbles.
I remember being 4. Hey, D. Summer. What's it make you think of?
Beach.
Anyone go to the beach this summer? Did anyone go on any cool vacations?
I did. Thank you. Thank you for asking, Matt. I went to Vero Beach twice to visit my family. That's where my brother Sean and Matt live. We went with Sean both times.
Nice.
I went to Penn's Cave.
I worked. Morgan?
She went to the beach, like...
She, like, lived at the beach.
She went to, like, eight beaches.
Went to eight beaches. Okay, it's
fine. I wish.
What about you, Matt?
Oh, I did a bunch of weird stuff this summer, man. Tell us. You want to hear about my summer?
Yes.
I started off with a big one. Shocker for the room. Matt Simkovic is now legally authorized to sell firearms.
He works at Walmart, everybody.
Okay, you can't... I don't come out here and, like, rain on your parade when you're trying to hype stuff up. I'm not, like, what's up?
Why?
Well, funny story. We'll get to that in about 30 seconds flat. Right. You don't have to do that.
Everyone badmouths theater to me, so, like, I'm used to it. What is it?
Positive vibes of the week. You're never too important to be nice to someone.
People will counter that and say they are too important for that.
Well, I'm not.
So, I work at a Walmart. I've worked at this Walmart for approximately 3 years. It's been a hot minute. Me and Walmart have a very developed relationship. So, this summer, I've been in photo and electronics and, like, wireless, so, like, techie stuff, which is kind of fun. But this summer, I was like, you know what? Let's mix it up. Let's transfer to sporting goods. So I went over to sporting goods, and boy, did I have fun. I found out that... Through, like, the biggest opportunity there is, yeah, I can be legally authorized to sell firearms, which is really rad, but really scary. So yeah. It's federally regulated, and it's, like, 20 years is the, like, limit. So, like, if I were to sell someone a gun and, like, yeah. Say, like, forever down the line, like, something comes up with, like, that gun, like, 20 years, if it's within 20 years, they can question me all about it.
Oh, but if it's after 20 years, you don't get questioned.
Well, I don't know what happens after 20 years.
Oh, okay.
What I have learned...
That just, like, stuck out to me,
though. What I have learned from mafia movies. That, don't join the mafia.
What does that have to do with anything you just talked about?
Thanks, Shannon. I appreciate the...
And if you do go to the mafia, go on the day of the daughter's wedding or birthday. They're more likely to be nice to you.
You never can leave the mafia once you join.
Nope. Unless it's in a body bag.
Or you die.
You can still leave.
No, but you'll die.
But you can leave.
But you'll die.
But you can
leave. This is so overpowering. But yeah.
I mean, I was trying to tell all you guys about my summer.
Go, continue your story, Matt. Continue your story, Matt.
Shannon interrupted.
We were enjoying it.
It went firearms to mafia, because firearms connect with mafia, because they use firearms.
I hope the mafia's listening right now, and they're now, like, coming for you.
I know the Biengas.
I don't know who they are.
No, those are my cousins.
Did you just rat out your cousins for being in the mafia?
No, I don't. No, they're just...
FBI, come on.
They're really Italian.
She's asking for it.
They're really Italian, that's why. And then there's a bunch of jokes.
Matt, tell us your summer. So, continue your summer.
It's not racist because I'm Italian.
Weirdest vacation took. Where are you from?
Bradford?
I think so,
Zippo's
yeah.
There? You know what Zippo is? The lighters and knives?
No, I have no idea what Zippo is.
I'm about to play
once
Matt.
Once again, I'm Patrick Starr, and I'm clueless
okay.
To everything.
What okay, is Zippo? Well, Bradford, they have the
okay,
Zippo
so like,
in case.
The summer, though.
The summer.
Anyone here ever heard of a tiny little place called the Poconos?
Yes.
Yep.
Song.
I went there.
It's in this.
Don't ask me why.
Okay.
But I did.
Why?
I mean, to be honest, I don't know. I was kind of like, yeah, let's go. And I went to New York City. That was fun.
I wanted to go to New York.
I went to New York. I stayed with...
We're supposed to go to Unzany Adventures?
I stayed with Sam Anthony, our DCM editor-in-chief and
everything.
Unofficial king.
We're supposed to go on Unzany Adventures this summer, too.
I did a bunch of weird stuff.
Really I said curious. We.
Oh, we, as in you and I?
Yes, you said.
When?
I don't know. You just said. We'll
why
do stuff
like around your neighborhood, so. Spread
around
it.
My neighborhood?
I don't know.
Katie lives 6 hours away, so I was like,
yeah.
It's a long drive.
Next topic.
Speed round.
Speed round.
It's not time for speed round yet.
I was close. We have 4 minutes. Oh yeah, we were a little late.
We
so.
Have 1 minute.
No,
we were like 2 minutes late.
Nick Hederick was bothering us.
Yeah, Nick, oh, I love that.
He was actually entertaining.
Yeah, he was actually entertaining. I was like, come, like, be on the show. And he was like, no. He was like, no.
He's telling us all about
it. I was here?
No.
He might have came on. Probably not, though.
Yeah.
He was telling us about the skit that he's going to be participating in.
I'm his favorite producer so far.
That's rude.
Oh, by the way.
I was his old producer.
I have a phenomenal skit idea that I think we're just going to pull the trigger on.
If you would like to be a skit actor, please contact me because we have a skit to do on our new soap opera.
I already told you.
Yes, I'm talking to Matt, though. I'm staring at him.
Talking to Matthias.
I mean, I wouldn't say staring. That was like, just like eye contact. Yeah, wow.
Shannon was staring intently.
Oh, people watching was, dude. Okay, craziest thing. New York. My phone had died, and I was trying to like find. I was at this little street cart, and he was selling phone chargers, and they were like $10. And I was like, whatever. Like, I'll buy this phone charger for $10, so I can use it once, and then just lose it with all of my other chargers that I've done this with, because I do this all the time. So. I do this, but this guy walks up. I'm like, hey, like, can I get that phone charger? And this guy, like, walks in between me and the cart, and the guy in the cart starts yelling. And I was like, yo, what is going on? I'm just here trying to buy this phone charger. And apparently the dude that had walked in front of me had stolen, like, 3 to 4 things off of this cart. And, like, dude, I didn't notice, but, like, can you imagine, like, being in New York City? First time in New York City, might I mention, so I was quite clueless. And pretty much, yeah, I was trying to buy this phone charger and the guy just turned around and started yelling and I was like, ah, but he was like, no, not you. And he like gave me this look like, you're a moron. And I was like, ah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it was kind of cool though.
I witnessed the theft.
Yeah, well, an attempted theft.
Well, Shannon, you were trying to convince Matt to be on your soap opera skit.
Oh, people watching. So, at the pool, where the Barber's pool, where I was for most of the summer, babysitting. I would have to watch Julian, and there was tons of people, and it was just like, and that's what
lots
I was like.
Tiny children.
And so Devlin comes up to me, right? She's like, what time is it? I was like, time for you to get a watch. Like, my sassy self, I am like,
got him.
I'm watching Julian. And this lady's like, there's a clock over there, sweetie. And I was like, what? Like, and she just like kept going on and on about the time. And me and Devlin were like looking at her like,
we're isn't that your last name?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I asked. Okay. Just continue.
So then she went over to the clock. And then she told me later that the lady came up to her, asked what, like, did she figure out the time, and she, like, didn't say anything to her, because she's, like, awkward, too, talking to people that she doesn't know, because we already talked about that last episode, if you were here.
I wasn't.
All right. Speed round.
Good way to start.
Good speed round.
Why do I always have to come up with the, because
you're the one that does the
speed round. Who's the best Beatle out of everyone?
Oh my gosh.
Who's the best Beatle ever?
Paul McCartney.
Of course.
Eminem.
No. Eminem.
Morgan.
What?
Ringo.
Who's the best Beatle?
Oh, I don't know.
D.
You cannot pick one.
I don't know the Beatles very much.
Nice. Katie.
Paul McCartney.
Don't know.
Okay, sweet.
Ringo.
Nice.
Drummer. You always want the drummer.
Which one was that?
Ringo.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to. I knew that you knew, but I just wanted to make sure that you knew.
I know everything. Ask me
false.
A question about the Beatles. I was a hardcore fan girl in the ninth grade.
You're still a hardcore fan.
I was in your spare bedroom. Yeah. It was very strange.
So.
That is all the time we have for I Plead the First. Thank you for listening. I am your fantastic host.
We're all
Shannon.
Hosts.
Sierra Adams.
Katie.
D.
Morgan's over there, and I'm Matt.
Thank you for listening!
Bye.
Stop!